Let's do some math. Let's say you work in a restaurant and you make only $5.50 an hour. Your shift is 10 hours a day. You're there Saturdays and Sundays, but you don't get any overtime. That comes up to $385 a week. But working more than 8 hours a day without overtime pay is illegal. In a city with 24,000 restaurants like New York, that opens the door to a lot of potential misconduct. Latino USA's Sarah Barrett explains how two workers tried to fight wage theft in New York City.
Wage theft can take many forms. There are cases where employers garnish their workers' wages, taking a little off the top. Sometimes employees are told not to clock in until after their shift starts. The most egregious is when employers don't pay their workers minimum wage. Undocumented women are hurt the most.
Mi nombre es Erlinda Carvajal y yo trabajo
Erlinda Carvajal works in a Brooklyn bakery. She is a young mom, originally from Mexico. She lives with her husband and daughter in a small room that she rents in Brooklyn.
Pues ahí entrábamos hasta las 7:30 de la mañana.
Erlinda says she and her coworkers arrived at the bakery at 7:30 every morning. They spent the day mixing and kneading dough, making bread until it got dark out. For 5 years, she worked at the bakery, 12-hour days, 6 days a week, for $400. That's about $5.50 an hour. Her story is more common than you might think. Senior staff attorney at the National Employment Law Project, Sade Gebrselassie.
You know, it's a huge, huge problem. And we estimated that, on average, workers lost about $2,500 a year due to wage theft, which is a large sum in any case, but especially if you're a low-wage worker and you're making like $15,000, $18,000 a year, that's a significant portion of your paycheck.
She adds that it's estimated that employers steal $1 billion from their workers every year in New York City alone. Sade Gebrselassie says undocumented workers are protected by minimum wage laws. But few seem to know that.
Undocumented workers in this country are entitled to be paid the minimum wage, to be paid overtime, to be paid all of the wages that are due to them under federal and state wage and hour laws.
Problem is, the Labor Department can't enforce all the complaints.
Mi nombre es Melania Santana. Yo trabajo en un restaurante.
Melania Santana was a cook in a restaurant in East New York. When she learned she was entitled to overtime, she filed a complaint with the Department of Labor. Melania is an undocumented worker from the Dominican Republic. She worked 7 days a week and made a flat rate of $475.
Yo necesitaba un día libre porque yo tenía que dedicarle tiempo a mi esposo.
She's 57 and says she wanted time to be with her husband. She says she couldn't work 7 days straight anymore. Her body needed a day off. The Department of Labor sided with Melania. It issued an order of compliance to her former employer for $19,000.
Ya han pasado 6 años después de eso. Y el Departamento de Labor ha estado muy lento también con ese caso.
It's been 6 years, Melania says, since she filed the complaint. In that time, the restaurant has changed owners, and Melania hasn't received any of the money she is owed. Janice Fine, a professor of labor studies at Rutgers University, says the Department of Labor doesn't have the money or enough investigators to keep up with the complaints.
Now we've got a culture of non-compliance. The most important thing is that we will never have enough investigators. There's still, you know, one investigator per 100,000 or more workplaces.
In June, the State Comptroller's Office audited the Department of Labor and found that there's a backlog of over 17,000 complaints. It also found that 3/4 of those complaints are more than a year old.
You know, in the old days, I did some interviews with labor standards investigators in New York and in New Jersey, and they told me stories about how they used to go door to door.
James Versace from the New York Restaurant Association says he doesn't think the backlog of cases points to a culture of non-compliance.
I don't think it's a testament to a wage theft problem. I think that's a problem in that they're backed up because they have, I think, a 3 or 4 year backlog on cases in that division.
The audit is very clear. Quote, it is imperative that the DOL do a better job resolving wage theft cases, as workers across New York are often waiting too long for the compensation they rightly deserve. Alfonso David is the Deputy Secretary of Civil Rights in New York. He says the labor standards are being upheld.
The basis for the audit, we thought, was deeply flawed. They looked at selected cases and used those cases as a basis to draw certain conclusions. The process that the agency has used to process wage theft cases over the past few years have been extremely, we would say, effective.
Erlinda, the young woman who works at the bakery, didn't go through the Department of Labor. She and five of her coworkers filed a civil lawsuit against her employer. It's been a year since the legal process started, and things are starting to look better for them.
No, ahora nos paga el sueldo mínimo. Tampoco nos aumentó, pues, pero es el mínimo y trabajamos solo 8 horas.
She says that now her employer pays them the minimum wage, and they work 8-hour days. And if it's more than 8 hours, they get paid overtime. Erlinda's story is a hopeful one. The legal system worked. And now she's an organizer with a community group called Make the Road. That's where she met Melania. They're fighting to improve the lives of the lowest paid workers. When she came to New York, she says she didn't know she had rights, and she didn't know where to go for help.
Como le digo que venimos de así, gente pobre, queremos trabajar acá. Y no, hay veces que no sabemos en dónde nos pueden ayudar.
She says they are just looking for work. And she wants other workers to know that there are places like Make the Road where you can go to ask questions and get help like she did. For Latino USA, I'm Sarah Barrett.